And that means it's time for our downtown rundown. Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership comes by every couple of weeks to give us an update on goings on downtown. Today, we've got Eleanor Landis, director of the Campus and Community Coalition to combat high-risk drinking on campus and in the community, here taking over for Meg this afternoon. Eleanor, thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. I'm sorry that Meg didn't get to hear that amazing theme song.
I think she's at home or in her office or wherever it is, listening right now. So how's it going? Tell us about the Campus and Community Coalition. We've had you on a couple of times for people who don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here again. Thanks for having me. So today I wanted to sort of zoom out and talk about why I think the work that we are doing is really smart. So if I may brag.
Go for it.
The Campus and Community Coalition has been in its working form since about 2014. And the thing that I want to tell you about today is why it is so great. And that is because we have taken an environmental approach to looking at issues of high-risk drinking in a college town. And this is not Chapel Hill's first rodeo with this issue. This is something that's been an issue in the community for a long time. But what makes this particular effort so smart is that public health approach. So the analogy, if I may give you, is when you think about public health, you think about a sick fish in a lake. You take that fish out, you say, this fish is sick, why is it so sick? And you treat the fish, but then the next day you find two fish sick in the lake, and then the next day you find three, and eventually it becomes exhausting, so you have to figure out what's in the water. And so here in Chapel Hill, we have taken the approach to figuring out what is in the water, what is in the environment, and how can we change that environment rather than changing the behavior of individuals. So ultimately, we are looking at outcomes where folks are drinking in a less high-risk way, and then we have less negative outcomes as a result of alcohol use. So I think that's really smart. And the other piece that I'll tell you about is we have strategies that fall into sort of three different buckets. The first is education, so teaching folks what is a drink, what are the negative impacts of drinking. The second is policy, so policies like a campus alcohol policy, for example, at UNC. And the third is enforcement. And the cool thing about what we're doing is saying we can't have any of these things without the other. So this is not a problem that we can enforce our way out of. This is not a problem we can educate our way out of. We have to have all three of these different things in order to do the work that we're doing. And we have a lot of energy and momentum 4 years in and are starting to see trending data that is going in a direction that we want to see with regards to drinking behavior and negative consequences.
How does that sort of approach fit in with the way that drinking and sort of the effects of high-risk drinking is being dealt with kind of on a national level?
Yeah, it's actually pretty innovative. So this is a model that folks are starting to do, but Chapel Hill is really hoping to be a leader in this space. We have a few examples of places where work has been really done similarly in other college town environments. UMass Amherst is one place where we've seen results that we are hoping to see. Another is in Nebraska, but Chapel Hill is doing a lot in terms of bringing the folks together we are and having the support of the health department in particular.
What have been the results that we've seen?
Yeah, so we're starting to see trending data showing us that drinking behavior is changing. And so when we're thinking about that, we're looking at number of drinks per episode, for example, or frequency of times that you're drinking. We're looking specifically here at student data. So those are some of the things that we are hoping to see long term, and we're starting to see early results there.
So we're talking about like people go out and drink fewer times a week or fewer times a month, mm-hmm. and then when they do, it's one or two drinks as opposed
exactly,
to four or five.
Exactly. So the coalition does not take a prohibitionist approach. We want folks to make choices that feel healthier and safer for them, and we change the environment to make it easier to make those healthier and safer choices.
Speaking with Eleanor Landis again, director of the Campus and Community Coalition. It's a coalition of how many different organizations? UNC, Downtown Partnership, the town, who else?
The county health
the
department,
county, yep.
Countless community organizations, downtown businesses, and students are also a huge part of our group.
So let's walk through those three steps, education, policy, and enforcement. Start with education. What are the different sort of educational avenues that you you take to reaching people?
I am so glad you asked. So one of the things, since we are on the Downtown Rundown in the education space, is that the Downtown Partnership has developed an alcohol resource guide for folks in the community who sell and serve alcohol to make sure that those sellers and servers have access to best practices immediately upon starting. And so that resource guide is available in hard copy from the Downtown Partnership, and it's also on the partnership's website. The other thing that I want to highlight is the work that the police department has done also with sellers and servers to make sure that those folks also have access to best practices. So they have more than doubled the number of responsible seller server training opportunities that they offer every year, and they will also come into your business for free and train your staff in a time frame that works for businesses. So that's some of the education stuff that's happening.
And that's called Be a Responsible Server,
right?
BARS for short.
Exactly.
Yeah. How many people have taken advantage of that or have been trained? Do we have numbers on that?
Just this fall, we had 135 sellers and servers go through. So the thing that I like to think about is on an average night, you know, one of those folks will serve 100 plus people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 135 people touching 100, you know, thousands of folks in our community.
And that's got to be one of the most difficult things about sort of being a server or a bartender, or just working in a restaurant or a bar or any place like that that serves alcohol. You have to be able to tell the difference between someone who's just having a good time and someone who's gone too far and you need to cut them off.
Exactly. Right? And the police department provides fantastic resources in the way of that class.
Mm-hmm. How about policy? There's got to be a whole bunch of different levels. You're working with UNC, the towns, the counties, probably going up to the state level and beyond as
well.
That's
exactly right. So one of the policies that just launched, that is a collaboration between the town and the university, and Aaron Bockenheimer talked about this a couple weeks ago, but I'll stress it again because this weekend is the first big weekend that it is officially launching, is party registration. So this is copied from Colorado State and CU Boulder have similar programs. And the idea is that students can register their parties on campus, say, hey, this is my name, this is where I live, I'm having a party at this time. By doing that, instead, if there's a complaint at their house, instead of having police officers dispatched and showing up on their door, those students will get a call or a text from the Chapel Hill Police Department saying, hey, just so you know, there's been a complaint. You've got this amount of time to shut it down. And what we know from history in Chapel Hill is that most students are not trying to be disrespectful. They just need that quick warning. So it helps students out. It saves a lot of law enforcement resources because it's far less time intensive to just give a quick call or text. And then for neighbors, folks who are making those complaints, it's much quicker relief for those noisy parties.
Mm. And again, this soft launched a couple of weeks ago. So do we have there been parties that have been registered?
There
How
have.
Has it gone?
Yeah. We are about trending where we thought we would be.
Okay.
There's a lot of sort of building momentum. And this weekend, like I said, is the official launch.
Okay.
Hard launch.
For the ones that had been registered already, did the texts have to get sent out? Or
to my knowledge, none.
Okay.
Have. So what we know from these other schools is that by registering the party, you are
already
more
got
cognizant
the mindset.
And
yep.
Thinking, okay, how can I be respectful to my neighbors and make sure that I take responsibility for my party before someone else has to.
Yeah, and that's part of the enforcement side of it too, but going on to enforcement,
exactly.
What are the changes there?
So here, one of the things that I will highlight is, again, something that the police department has done in Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill Police Department. They have a policy. Any ABC permittee in the state of North Carolina has to be checked periodically for underage, to see whether they sell to underage. And the Chapel Hill Police Department has done a fantastic job really streamlining that program and making sure it's really clear, really transparent, lives up to best practices, and is clearly communicated to all of those ABC permittees in our town. I cannot say enough how good that program is, how it really is supported by all of the research and search and living up to best practices. So
speaking with Eleanor Landis again, Campus and Community Coalition, she mentioned the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership's website, and that's downtownchapelhill.com if you want to go there and find out more about just downtown Chapel Hill in general. And there's information on the coalition there too, right? Or is there a separate website?
Coalition.
All right, downtownchapelhill.com/coalition. So what are the areas where more needs to be done. Obviously, there's constant progress to be made in every single direction, but where are the areas where you want to move faster or see better results?
Yeah, some of the stuff that we are doing in the education space and in the sort of environmental space, we're looking to really build up. So one of the things is a social norming campaign. And while this might seem like sort of a warm and fuzzy educational thing, what has been demonstrated in the research is that it's really powerful in changing perceptions. So again, here, we're not trying to change individuals' behavior, but we're trying to change the environment. So if the environment is changed such that rather than feeling like everyone I know, when they go out, they drink to get wasted, and they say if you change that perception, you might be more willing to make a different choice when you go out and say, well, you know, I know that, for example, we know statistically speaking that at UNC students, most of the students are drinking in low to moderate risk ways. So if we can shift that perception, it will help folks in the environment make different choices, healthier and safer choices.
What else do people need to know?
What else do people need to know? The thing that I would say is that this is an incredible example of collaboration. So you asked what the work we're doing is unique. And there is a sense in which we are leading in the public health campus and community coalition space. But the thing that I think makes this work so incredible is the collaboration. Folks have really come together to make this stuff happen. And we're seeing results come through. And you know, one of the fantastic outcomes is just the collaboration that happens between the town and the community, students, business owners. It's a really great project.
And it's really collaborative, right? Everyone can be a part of this.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. This is something that we are looking to involve the whole community in, because the other piece of the public health model is that we are all a part of the solution. It is no one person's job to change the environment. We are all part of that change.
DowntownChapelHill.com for more info on the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Get more info on the Campus and Community Coalition by going to DowntownChapelHill.com/coalition. Eleanor Landis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.